the renowned Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ choir.
I give unto God the person of my life, unto the pastor, my pastor. Thank God for bringing me back home. Thank God for bringing me back home. Indeed, a flesh to be among the living and not among the dead. I'm not going to stop praying. Things had come upon me in these past years, but I know that I still held on. And sometimes we might fall, but we don't give up. Too many of us have been in this way for a long time, and we have given up. Praying for the Lord is now. Don't stop praying. Hear your cry for the Lord has promised. His word. Praying for the Lord is now. Don't stop praying. Hear your cry. For the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord has promised his word.
Blessed are children, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a taste. Have a salvation purchased by God. Hey, one of his spirit washed in his blood. This is my story. This is my story. This is my story. This is my.
Rendition, amen, that's his own rendition of a story, amen, praise the Lord. Now you know what I'm talking about when I say he's the greatest, amen, know how to, amen, praise the Lord, play the guitar under the anointing, amen. Psalms 27 and 1, amen. 1 John 2, 8 through 11, amen. 1 John 2, 8 through the 11th verses. Bow your heads, please. Father God, we thank you for your loving kindness and for your tender mercy. We thank you, Lord, for the service thus far. We thank you for all that thou hast done and what you're doing. We pray that you will bless somebody, touch and deliver, give strength to the saints, undergird us with thy power and with thy mercy. Word my mouth, Lord. Give me what to say. Bless your servant, Lord. Strengthen me, Lord, and we'll ever praise and give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. We are grateful, amen. We have, I guess I can use this terminology, a mixed bag here today. Amen. We have many of our sons and daughters who are back, amen, from college. We have Brother John here who is with us in prayer on Friday and said that he felt like something was just boiling up in him. Amen. And he's seeking the more of the Lord. I believe he truly desires to be saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. And just as the Lord was with his wife, the Lord also can be with him. We have another person here who is hurting, amen, because of the loss of a loved one. And the Lord spoke to me, amen, earlier, amen, She's the person I was talking to. And the Lord said, if you praise me, I will deliver you from the hurt. Amen. I'm a firm believer that if we do what God asks, no matter how simple it might seem, God will bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord. But because he said, I've taken the simple things. No, he put it even in a lower term. I've taken the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. So what may be simple or foolish in your eyes, amen, praise the Lord, is just what God wants you to do. Amen. Sometimes we're looking for something masterful, amen, praise the Lord, a great miracle, but God just wanted us to do the simple things in order to get our attention. Amen. The scripture says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Amen. If you will note, amen, there is a question mark behind, amen, each one of those sentences. Amen. It first makes a statement, the Lord is my life and my salvation. A statement. And then it asks the question, whom shall I fear? And then it makes another statement, the Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? And we go to 1 John, the second chapter, amen, near the back of your book, through the 11th verse. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. He that says he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is no occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness and knoweth not where he goeth, because darkness has blinded his eyes. We take our text from that 10th verse, which says, he that loveth his brother abideth in the light. And the text word is, the light has been turned on. The light has been turned on. There are people who searching for light. I spent 22 years in the Air Force, and it was very interesting to go to the flight line and watch the beaconing light even before the plane began to approach the runway. They saw the light on the tower, which indicated that that was an airport. And as they approached the airport, they could see the lights on the runway. They were directed to the runway that they were to land on. And we had a light that we call a strobe light that would send a light down the center of that runway, which indicated that's where that plane was to land. If there had not been any light, it would have been very difficult for the plane to find the runway. Even with the instrument panel that he or she had. But the light made it easier for them to know where to land and how to land. Have you ever thought about somebody that was blind? And what a terrible world they must live in when you can't see. Eyesight is so valuable. You miss so much when you cannot see. Amen. If you can't see, normally you'll need someone to lead you around. When you can't see, it's difficult for you to prepare a meal for yourself. If you can't see, amen, you don't know whether your tie is straight or what colors you're wearing. Amen. I hear you. Some people do a very good job. Amen. Being blind. Amen. There are musicians who are blind. Amen. And they do a good job. Amen. But I believe if you would ask any one of them, amen, what would you like to have in life? They would tell you, I would love to have my sight. I would just like to see. Amen. Stevie Wonder will fool you sometimes because of the things that he can do and how he move around on stage, and say he can't be blind. Amen. But what you don't know, amen, in many cases they have pasted off. He knows exactly where his piano is. He knows exactly where the drums are. And he knows the distance from where he is standing to the end of the stage. So you don't know that, but you see him walking and your heart might get a little anxious because you think he's going to walk off the stage. But Stevie has to do something that you would not have to do, and that is to count his steps to make sure that he does not fall off of the stage. Oh, if I could receive my sight. I believe this was the cry of the blind man. Amen. What would you have me to do for you? Amen. What is your greatest request? What is your desire? Oh, to receive my Jesus, if you just open my eyes that I might see. Amen. The young man that was blind from birth. Amen. He desired to see. And of course, things almost got unruly after his eyes was opened, because there were certain men that went to him and wanted to know, how can you see? Amen. And this was confusing to the young man because he really didn't know. He just knew that he met a man that asked him if he wanted to see, and he said yes. And the man said a few words and his eyes was open. Amen. They did not stop there, but they went to his parents. And they questioned his parents. Parents were a little nervous about this because he was very influential men in the community. Amen. And said, he's of age. Go ask him. Don't keep bothering us about the situation. Amen. Praise the Lord. Went back and talked to the young man. And the young man said, listen, putting it in my own words, I don't know. I don't know the man. All I know is I once was blind, but now I see. Amen. Jesus Christ, amen, that all of us might be able to see. Amen. And even before Christ came on the scene, amen, the psalmist picked it up. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he talked about that light. Amen. Jesus, amen, is the light of the world. Can I get a witness here? Amen. Praise the Lord. And he said, the Lord is my light, and he is my salvation. In other words, he's more than just light. He gives me salvation. In other words, he is my keeper. He is my protector. He is my provider. Amen. And since he's doing all of these wonderful things for me, why should I fear? Why should I be afraid? Amen. David, being a man after God's own heart, suffered persecution. Amen. He was challenged by Saul.
Saul sought to take his life. Amen. Praise the Lord. But he turned to the Lord, and he had to stay focused because he, I don't know if he really knew what was going to happen in his life, whether he would die before becoming king or not. But he had to continue to remind himself that he, amen, was not the protector of his life. It was God. And then he went on to say, the Lord is the strength of my life. Amen. God is your strength. Amen. He's not only your protector, but when you're weak, amen, he's there for you. When it looks like you can't go any farther, the Lord will give you strength. Amen. The Lord, amen, is the one that undergirds you. Amen. When your strength fails, amen, the Lord will be there for you. Somebody missed that. I said, when your strength fails, when you can't lift it, when you can't carry the burden, the Lord is there for you, and the Lord will help you carry the burden. He is the strength of my life. Amen. Why should I be afraid of anything? In other words, the only thing that we should fear, and that is God. The only person that we should fear is God. Amen. Don't be scared of being broke. Lord, help me here. Amen. Amen. I'm trying to help somebody. Because I don't think I'm the only one in the house that's been broke. Some of y'all have been broke. Amen. You hear folks say, amen.
He's the only one that's worthy.
I'm broke. A lot of these folks, amen, when they say they're broke, they're not broke, Brother Moses. Amen. They just don't have any pocket change. They got money in the bank. Amen. They got stocks and bonds somewhere. They're not broke. Amen. But I'm talking about being, ain't got a dime. Amen. Just broke. Amen. I can tell you, I've been there, saying, I've been broke. Amen. Had to depend on the Lord. I'm looking at some college students out there. Amen. That's been broke. You look in the room, amen, and the cracker box is empty. You open the peanut butter jar, and it's not enough in there, amen, to get it out with the knife. You take your hand and go around the side of the jar. I'm talking about being broke now. Y'all ain't been broke. Amen. I'm talking about, amen, praise the Lord, when you don't have a dime. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, it's good to know that you can go to the Lord in prayer. Prayer, amen, praise the Lord, will help you get through the next meal. Y'all ain't gonna pray with me. Amen. I want to help somebody here this morning. Amen. Because sometimes the devil will blind us, amen, to the truth. And we don't know that we have someone that's always there for us. When you're totally dependent on yourself, amen, that's when you fail.
This has been Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Johnson Temple is located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville. Service times are Sunday schools, 9:50 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 11:15 a.m. Sunday evening worship, 7:45 p.m. Tuesday Bible study, 7:30 p.m. Friday night worship service, 7:30 p.m. Prayer Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock a.m. Thank you for listening to Johnson Temple, Church of God in Christ.
Tell somebody, say, you stand.
Jesus.
my troubles around me, and I didn't have to despair. Lord, you told me that you'd be right there. It seemed like all my problems had just begun, but I didn't have to worry no more. They were already won. All I had to do was call. Sometime was impossible.